Hello, everybody, and I am so happy to be back with you wherever you are listening, whether you're at home or you're with a friend right now, or if you're driving, please pay attention to the road and be safe. I'm grateful to be talking to you. Welcome back to the Billy Manning Show. This is a new year, new episode. Lots been happening in the world and life. Hope you guys are all doing well. So today's episode, I'm going to be catching you up with a few things entertainment related, some local, some national. So let's get right in. I have been watching a plethora of shows and movies since we have last spoken. A lot of great ones out there. One show I watched recently is called Boo, Bitch. Yep, that's right. That's the name of the show. It's on Netflix. They had an 8-episode limited series. And what happens is there are two high school girls, one named Gia, one named Erica. And they have a rival named Riley. And what has happened is they're kind of forgotten about. Instead of Erica Vu, they call her Erica Who, because she did something back in the day to make Riley mad. So in this show, two friends have decided they are going to have an epic senior year and they are not going to be forgotten. So they go to a party and have a heck of a time. Erica becomes a beer pong legend and Gia parties it up as well. And the two of them just have a wonderful time seeing what it could be like to be typical high school students at a party. And things go south. Erica is crushed by a moose. That's right, she is killed by a moose. They see her clothes, she's crushed underneath this moose, but she somehow is still interacting with the living. So they're trying to figure out why she's still there, and they go around and talk to people, and the only people that seem to know is kind of this weird group of friends that study the occult. And they tell her that she has to take care of her unfinished business. I wonder if that's what it's like in real life. If you have some unfinished business before you pass on, do you kind of linger? But this is a comedy show that also has some like genuine friend moments. And I think it was well made. It's a fun show. If you're into more like young adult stuff, I would say definitely give this a watch. It's only 8 episodes. It's on Netflix and highly entertaining. Two good characters. And I think it's just, you know, a good time. Sometimes limited series are good just because you don't need multiple seasons sometimes to tell the story you're going to tell. So I hope you look into it. If not, that is my pitch on that one. Now, what I've been waiting for. Okay, so Pretty Little Liars had 7 seasons with friends Allison, Emily, Hannah, Aria, and Spencer. Great show on all 7 seasons. It's also on HBO Max. 7 seasons of just great friendships, interesting stories, intriguing stories, and tormentors known as A, someone anonymous who knew all this information about these characters, was watching, following, texting, recording these 5 friends, and the show gets downright brutal. Well, so as much as I love the original show, HBO Max has released a new show called Pretty Little Liars Original Sin, or for short, PLL Sin, Original Sin. And it's on HBO Max. So far, they have released 5 episodes. They are doing like 10 episodes for this first season. Hopefully there's more. What they're doing is, so far we've had 5 episodes. So they're every Thursday. So this coming Thursday, you will see episodes 6 and 7. And the following Thursday, the 17th, there will be the final 3 episodes of the season released on HBO Max. I was intrigued from the moment I heard about this project because the original show had my favorite character, Mona, who was just really interesting and just a lot of great characters, a lot of mystery, if you like that kind of stuff. This one, PLL Original Sin, goes full on slasher without trying to spoil the whole show here. The synopsis is, in 1999, there's a death at a party, and 22 years later, A seeks revenge. So basically what has happened is these five girls meet a sixth friend named Angela Waters, and they kind of put her through all the stuff, and Angela goes off the deep end, and at the party in 1999 of Halloween, tragically, she decides to climb up and take her own life by jumping. Now, that is the start of the show. And so these five women have grown up and they're all moms now. And so we are following these five high school girls who are the daughters of the ones that were at the party in 1999. So 22 years later in 2021, we are seeing the daughters now. Other characters are Imogen Adams. Imogen, I would say, she at the start of the story is pregnant, and she was best friends with twins Karen and Kelly. She was closer to Karen than she was Kelly. So Imogen's pregnant. She has a good relationship with her mom, and she's a very strong woman who sometimes, going through stuff, she learns just how strong she is. And so she is in high school, and things have been tough for her. Our girl's not doing so good here. But her and Tabby are really good friends. Now, Tabby is a movie lover, and she's highly intelligent, very brilliant, very strong. So these two already have a very strong friendship. And there are things that are happening that make this friendship go stronger. And the two find out that their parents, actually, their moms specifically, had a friendship. They were very surprised about this. So she works at the theater, and she has a creepy boss who is trying to, let's just say he's acting like more than just a manager to this girl, even though she's still in high school. Then we have Noah, and she's Latina, and at the start of the story, she is on probation for being busted with drugs. Now, she has a mom that's rough, and I would say of the five moms, her mom was probably, so far what I can gather, one of the worst ones in the show at the beginning of this. I don't know how she treated Angela and the other people in 1999, but it certainly seems that she has a very bad habit of ratting others out without ever taking responsibility for her own actions. So Noah is on probation, and Kelly and Karen's dad, the sheriff, is really making it hell for her with this community service. She has to wear an ankle bracelet. That's how her story starts. She has a really awesome boyfriend named Sean, who I have some suspicions about, but we will see. Next, we have Mouse. Mouse is introverted, and when we meet her, she's on the computer a lot. She's very technology oriented, doesn't really connect with a lot of people, but there's a guy named Ash that she starts to hit it off with, and they sort of decide to kind of see where things go. And then we have Farron. Farron is a dancer, and she is trying to play the Black Swan. And she's in competition with Karen for this role. So there's a lot going on for these five girls. And I will say that in this show, A is very, very violent. This person, whoever this is, I think it's a guy, but I don't know. A definitely has a connection to Angela Waters. It all starts with her. Somehow, this person knows what the parents did and now is taking it out on the girls, the daughters of these girls that did this back in the day in 1999. So they're paying for it. There's a body count. I'll just say that without getting into it. A will not rest until everyone has been delivered their own taste of karma. And basically A is karma incarnate, but I still, you know, it's one of those things. You don't justify what they're doing. But yeah, so I've made it through the first 5 episodes and there's been a lot of brutality. It's a very good adult show, I would say. Definitely watch this one without the kids. It is very good. They know how to blend the mystery with the scares and just perfect blend of drama, horror, comedy, all of that mixed into one. So I would say I like this. It's kind of like one of the actresses said, they can't touch what the original cast of the original Pretty Little Liars did, but this is a different take on it. This is in Millwood instead of Rosewood. It's a different town in Pennsylvania. It's more of a blue-collar town. And you get the sense that these girls are kind of – that they have to do what they can to survive, right? Like it's kind of a scrappy town. So, yeah, definitely a very, very good show taking place in the modern era. And the technology is in there. Great music. Very fun cast. They play the roles brilliantly, very good chemistry. I would say this was one of those shows that they have the first 2 episodes free on YouTube. I watched episode 1 on YouTube, but graphics weren't as great there, so I got HBO Max. I said, the heck with it. Let me check it out. And I watched episode 1 again on there, and I want to say 2, and I took a break. And then I watched 3, 4, and 5 just a couple of days ago. So I flew through the first 5 episodes. And there are still 5 episodes left to go. And I'm very, very curious to see where the story goes. Because there's a lot of questions that they're still, you know, kind of diving into. Who's A? What's their motive? Like, what is going to happen to these girls? Is everyone going to be okay? You know, that sort of thing. So I will say that you guys need to check this one out. But yeah, so that's Pretty Little Liars, Original Sin. It comes out on Thursdays on HBO Max. And if you just wanted to see the first 2 episodes, go to YouTube and you can watch Pretty Little Liars, Original Sin, the first 2 episodes on there. And there are also cast interviews, and the creators also worked on Riverdale and I believe Sabrina. So some very brilliant minds behind this. Also, Marlene King is back as an executive producer, and she is very, very, very creative. She was one of the driving forces behind the original show. All right, guys. So if you don't know, Hillsboro, Illinois has an event on Wednesday and Thursday called Old Settlers, and it's 2 days of vendors and fun for everyone. There are rides. There are a lot of choices for food. A good place to meet friends. You can get yourself a good cup of coffee. You can visit the best movie theater around, the Orpheum Theater, where $8 gets you a movie ticket, popcorn, and a drink. $10 if you would like to upgrade that to a large popcorn and drink. TheBestMovieDeal.com. Get yourself some movie tickets today. Check that out. Definitely. The people there are amazing. The staff, the owners, everyone involved, just some of the best people I've ever met. And I don't say that lightly. They really are. They'll treat you like one of their own, which I love. There were a lot of countless movie experiences for a lot of people that I know, including myself, I'm sure, over the years. And I think that will continue to be. The theater is actually 100 years old, and we really enjoy it here. But to Old Settlers, there are food vendors that you can go to. You can get yourself a nice, good cup of coffee at the Rabbit. There is, of course, just a lot going on. A parade on Thursday around 5 p.m. here in Hillsboro. That'll be really fun. You can get yourself, like I said, tons and tons of variety of food. a great place to create memories, meet some friends, catch up with some old ones. You never know who you're going to bump into. There are going to be bands both nights at 8 p.m. by the courthouse. They're doing an 80s pop rock band on Wednesday night. And on Thursday night, Joe Dirt and the Dirty Boys. So looking forward to all that and so much more at the Old Settlers 2022 here in Hillsboro, Illinois. Events will be going all day. Some of your local businesses will be open later than normal in order for you to get that drink if you would like, or to get some food. So be sure to check that out. 80 for the high on Wednesday, 82 for the high on Thursday. And so it's going to be very pleasant both days. It doesn't look like we're going to have a chance of rain, but you never know, that could change. Speaking of rain, it was crazy today. So I'm glad we got that out of the way. But fun event, a lot of, for the parade, they give out candy, a lot of floats, just a lot, a good way to support local businesses and also just have fun. And there's no admission fee. It's not like a lot of events where you pay to get in and then pay for parking. This is none of that. None of that to get there. You just go downtown, check it out. Definitely going to be fun. Definitely going to be crowded. So that should be really fun. And also, it's just a fun way to relax with your family or, like I said, with some friends, that sort of thing. So get out and check it out. Definitely worth seeing. I also wanted to talk to you guys about one more movie on Netflix. It is called Purple Hearts, and it stars Sophia Carson. And Sophia Carson plays a character who has this dream of being a singer, and she's a type 1 diabetic as well. So her health has started deteriorating, and life's really hard for her. She's really struggling. She's barely getting by. And one of her best friends is in the military. So she, after a night at the bar working with her best friend and his other military buddies, she wants to fake a marriage to a man in the military. Of course, her best friend already has a girlfriend, and the other guy that was there threatened to turn around for the idea, but he says he'll do it. So the two of them pretend to be married, and then he is deployed, and she video chats with him. You know, everything they do has to look and sound real. So this is a fake marriage, right? Well, some things happen, and the two are having to do everything they can in order to make this look legit. The reason they're doing this, obviously, is for healthcare benefits for her, but he may have some motivation of his own. So this is a very good film, a little bit over 2 hours. I'd say there are some highs and lows. There are some emotional moments. There are some funny moments, but it's a very good film. And I think that, it is worth everybody's time to sit down and check this one out. That's called Purple Hearts. It's on Netflix, and Sophia Carson did this. And she also did some wonderful, wonderful songs, some her own version of some popular songs, which I love, and some original songs as well. So I would say check it out. There's a lot of up and downs. I don't want to like give away the whole story. I gave you kind of a synopsis there, but I will say that the characters are definitely challenged. They definitely have to go through a lot of stuff, and they had such good chemistry playing a couple, it looked like they could actually be a couple. That's how good they were at it. But that just shows you how good of actress she is and how great the guy is too. Definitely one of those films though, once again, I think, I'm not going to say, yeah, I'd say more adults, just because there are some heavy things that kids might not be ready for, some heavier emotional things that take place. But I enjoyed this film. I watched it the day it came out. As soon as I heard who was in it, I'm like, I'm watching it. But yeah, if you guys get a chance, Sophia Carson, great actress. She was in Songbird, Descendants, of course, and she has a self-titled album called Just Sophia Carson. And the music is absolutely wonderful. You can find that on Spotify or YouTube, absolutely free. I try to give you guys things that are either going to be free or maybe on a streaming service or YouTube, because I don't want you guys to like have to go out and spend a lot, because I wouldn't, want to make anyone do that. But yeah, I think you will enjoy it if you sit down and watch. Like I said, oh, also, she was in Feel the Beat. That's another good feel good movie. So definitely check out her stuff, and I look forward to seeing what else she does in her bright with her bright future and brilliant career. In other news, if you have not heard, Triple H has taken over head of creative for WWE, which so far looks good. I'll be honest, I had quit watching for a while, and now that he has taken over, I'm definitely going to be back. I've been watching some of the stuff and reading some stuff. He's already wronged quite a few rights. Becky's back to being a good guy now, so that's good. She's back to being a. She did get injured though with a separated shoulder, and I was watching SummerSlam, and she took a nasty bump off the top rope, and when she landed, square on the shoulder, definitely dislocated or separated the shoulder, I should say. Also, after the matchup, Bianca and Becky shook hands, and we got the return of Bayley, but she did not come alone. After being out for over a year, Bayley returned to a very loud crowd with Dakota Kai and Io Sky, formerly known as Io Shirai from NXT. Now, if you remember, Bayley was injured, Dakota Kai was terminated, and Io was still in NXT. Well, they all came up together, and now there is going to be an event coming up soon where we're going to see those three team against Alexa Bliss, Asuka, and Bianca Belair, the Raw Women's Champion, in a six women's tag match. So that should be exciting. Karrion Kross with Scarlett, they are back. That's also really cool to see them back. A lot of potential there. A lot of interesting things could happen. Dexter Lumis been lurking around a bit, so that's good. A lot of people who were kind of treated as an afterthought are starting to get treated better, which means more big time matches, like Tommaso Ciampa or Ciampa now being treated well, so he could have some good matches. They're allowed to have fun. Brock at SummerSlam lifted the ring, and Roman fell out. Liv Morgan successfully defended the championship against Ronda Rousey, albeit a controversy ending, but still retaining's retaining. So Liv Morgan's still your SmackDown Women's Champion. But a lot of exciting wrestling news. WWE now, I think, is heading in the right direction. And I think we're going to continue to see that with Triple H at the helm of creative. He knows what fans want. And I think that we're finally starting to get some of that to pay off here. So be patient. But I would say by WrestleMania time, you're going to have a clear direction of where they're going. And it is going to be much, much improved. I would also like to say, you never know when a guest is going to pop in on the show. So at some point, I'm sure I will have some future guests, and I'm excited for that. And I will not announce those in advance, because just for the fact that if they show up and do an episode, I don't want to announce a guest and then it fall through. So we will just have a guest from time to time when it feels like the topic is right. And I think this is a good place to call it an episode. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and coming back with me. And I will definitely be doing another episode next week. Look forward to that. But yeah, thank you so much. And I hope the rest of your week is absolutely wonderful. Watch some good shows. Enjoy the warm weather. Enjoy the sunshine. And as always, do not lick your neighbor. They might not take it right. That is all for today. Have a good one.